Hello, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with the Music Marketing Secrets Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about writing lyrics fast, but without a pen. Amazing. How's it going to be? I was going to write you a big, fancy pants, amazing introduction for this. And to be honest, I started it and it was pretty amazing. It was like better than Dickens and Shakespeare, but then it hit me. All those clever words and endless paragraphs were taken away from the real point of this, which is one simple little idea which is going to save you masses of time each day. So here we go. If you can't write as fast as you talk, then you should use dictation software to write for you. I told you it was simple. If you need lyrics or blog posts in a hurry, then forget about battling with your keyboard for 3 hours. Just speak it. You may be wondering why I don't suggest an old school songbook. Sorry for the clattering there. And the simple reason is that it slows you down when you want to edit and enhance your music and kind of mix everything together and get your ideas in order. So I like to use a word processor for that personally. I've been testing this out and I've found that I can blast out 1,000 words in about 15 minutes, which is like super quickly. Then I just come back the next day, spend another 15 minutes editing any little whoopsie whoopsies the dictation software makes. And hey presto, all your writing worries have gone the way of the dinosaurs, which is great. One thing that always used to stop me from producing as many songs and articles as I would have liked was my typing speed. I was the ultimate hunter and pecker. It took me months to force myself to touch type, and to be honest, I wish I'd found this dictation technique before I went to all that hassle. You can get a free copy of the software that I'm using for your smartphone if you're using an iPhone or an Android phone. And if you just go to promoteyourmusic.net/dictate, you'll see the links on the page there. And there's also a pro version for your PC, which comes with a sweet wireless Bluetooth microphone that let you walk around your house and compose lyrics at your leisure. Imagine wondering about, you know, you might write a song, you might use a little D chord, you might be like, my heart feels like a potato, yeah, in the shop, or something like that. Obviously it will probably be something like that. And kablooey, it will be right up on your screen. So a few rules if you're going to use this dictation thing, which is going to make it a lot easier for you. Number one, shut your eyes and turn away from the screen. If you look at the screen the whole time while you're dictating your stuff, then you're going to notice the software going a bit crazy sometimes, and you're going to be constantly like updating things and editing things. You don't want to do that because it's going to kill your flow. Obviously the software's not perfect, but it mostly always spells things correctly, and you know, you can quickly go and edit it, any little things that it gets wrong. Number two, work from a simple mind map. You need to know what you're going to say or what you're going to sing, otherwise it will get messy, so just create a few little key points that you want to hit. Rule three, give it a rest. This is the most important thing, and this is important for any song or blog post that you write. Once you write it, give it a day or so to rest, and then come back and retweak it, and then post it out to the world. Credit where credit's due. I was inspired to write this post after reading an article on time management for musicians by Chris Seth Jackson on his blog, which is howtorunaband.com, I think. And, you know, sometimes we all get caught up in the latest music marketing tricks and forget that musicians actually need to do the stuff that we're talking about. There's no way you could do everything, so just stick to the stuff that makes sense for you and gets you results the fastest. The reason I like to post a lot of stuff is that so you've got a lot of options rather than just, you know, suggesting that you do them all. You should just pick the stuff that works and do that. It would be impossible to do everything unless you had a magical clock that could stop time. And if you have, just let me know, because that sounds pretty cool. Final thoughts, produce great work, but don't be a perfectionist. Once you've edited your songs, use a simple recording process to capture your masterpiece and then publish it to the world. If you come to promoteyourmusic.net/home recording, you'll find the process that I use, which uses GarageBand. It's really easy. It gets rid of all the junk from your home recording studio. Get a lot of work out to the world, to your social profiles, and see what sticks. And then if you want to come back later and remix and re-record with a producer, you know, you'll know the stuff that you're working on people already like. So that's it for today. That was Chris Rocket with PromoteYourMusic.net with a strange little, you know, song in the middle, which, you know, probably one day will become a number one worldwide smash. So, yeah, PromoteYourMusic.net, and, you know, come over and check it out, and we can have a chat. I'll speak to you guys soon.